Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. We now continue our series on mistakes in the marketplace. Right now, it's chasing rate of return.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's talk a little bit about some of the mistakes. We've talked on the point that consumers are starting too late. They're kind of jumping in half prepared, not having a plan or a strategy on what the end game is. Now let's talk about chasing the rate of return. It seems that is your wheelhouse, Bob, where people seem to pick one number they're going after and at the expense of the rest of the scenario.
Well, it's interesting, and it's a reasonable thing to anticipate. I would like to, as an investor, to receive the highest possible rate of return. But unfortunately, if you set a particular target, typically on an income property, it has to do with the capitalization rate or the cap rate, which is the measurement of what this property is capable of doing if owned free and clear and managed well relative to the price that you're having to pay for it. The higher the cap rate, the higher will be your rate of return. There's nothing wrong with focusing on that thing, except for this. The person who's bringing the property out for sale will tell you about next year's income, the hope that they might be able to get this much, and using somewhere between some portion of and maybe all of last year's expenses. So they're setting a criteria that this property is probably not capable of producing, but what they're doing is hanging the whipped cream on the thing so that it looks like something to really get excited about.
Okay, so there's other things you should be checking, and rate of return, you could be running a property in the ground if you just base it on rate of return.
Absolutely.
The property wouldn't be cared for properly.
Right.
Long-term.
Anything that cuts down the operating expenses will produce a higher quote-unquote bottom line, a higher net operating income, a higher cap rate. But of course, if you continue to do that, the whole thing's going to fall apart and it's worth exactly nothing, or land value, excuse me.
Well, and you're talking also about the appreciation. You're talking about the other end of this transaction. There's a benefit at time of sale, and you want to enjoy that benefit, which does take that level of maintenance that makes the difference.
Exactly. And if you are not focused on that, you can receive a fairly high cash flow and then a penalty at the end that takes away whatever rate of return you thought you were receiving. At the end, your internal rate of return, or the return over the overall investment, is not going to be what you had hoped for.
Be sure to look at the whole picture. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.